This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoppers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, just got back from Montana, Kalispell, and we did the event out there. And before that, the week and a half prior to that, we were in New York, and then we were in Philadelphia, then we were in Edinburgh. Oh, my goodness. I'm going to give you a whole list of what we've done just this year at the end of the year. I want to get a chance to get around to it just to show you what you get. Here is what you get. You get what you pay for here, friends. Let's put it that way. Because we are going out seeking and saving that which is lost, doing what we do, leaving a trail of the gospel wherever we go, friends. And we have done it across the United States of America again this year. And we have done this now 23 years. So with that said, friends, I want to tell you thank you for tuning in today. Thank you for 117 radio affiliates making this the number one and number two show on Genesis Communication Networks. That means there's 82 and 87 show hosts. You've made us the number one and number two show. I also want to say thank you to the 53 countries that tune in 6 days a week. You can tune in 7 days a week if you want to listen to the replay on Saturdays. We actually go live 2 to 3 Central Standard Time throughout the week, and then on the weekend on Saturdays 2 to 4. So I have you for 2 hours. We're going to be live on a brand new radio station this Saturday as well out in I'm thinking of the name Sheboygan, Michigan. Sheboygan, Michigan. For those that come back and say Sheboygan's in Wisconsin, friends, not this one. This is Sheboygan, Michigan, okay? Just for the record. When we were out there doing the events in Kalispell, it was a breaker event. We didn't really expect a whole lot to happen outside of the fact that we were going to pull in the doers of the word, not the hearers only deceiving themselves. But there were those that came forward and wanted to, you know, get into their area and actually do something about the problem, the issues, be about the answer. And with that said, friends, I got home. I just want to let you know, this is just a preface to what I'm going to be talking about in the second, third, and fourth segments of the show, which is going to be eschatology, end timers. They just want to be raptured from responsibility. This is a request from a listener and a viewer. So I'm accommodating you today, and I'll get to that in just a couple minutes. Folks, one of the things that I've always done since the very inception of this ministry is brought you not my opinion, but I've always brought you facts. And one of those things throughout the years has always been, you know, the administration. And, you know, people want you to highlight the good that government's doing. And I want to tell you, the Bible teaches us that you're commanded to do what you're doing, and you shouldn't expect a thank you for what you're doing because you're simply doing your job. And I don't know what it is, folks, but throughout the years, when I call out the crimes of those that step outside of their scope of authority concerning the presidency or whatever branch of government there may be, national, federal, statewide, whatever the case might be, it's our job to call them out when they do the wrong. Hey, folks, when a police officer does his job, he doesn't pull over the people that are going the speed limit, are they? The cops aren't pulling over those that are abiding by the law, do they? No. The minute a car goes and starts to swerve on the road, or he's going 70 in a 55-mile-an-hour zone, and he starts to break the law by 15 miles per hour, now it's his job to step in and correct the problem. And for the people in the United States of America that have a correct understanding of government, that's all you have to do is read the preamble to the U.S. Constitution. We are the government. And those that serve we the people, not lead we the people, because they work for us, their representatives, when they start to swerve on the road, or they start to, well, act out in a fashion where they end up in the ditch, it's my job, it's your job to call them out for who they are. And I got to add this too. I don't know what it is about people, especially in the church, how ignorant they have become to believe that an administration, if they're caught up into the political game between the left and the right, for example, when the Democrats are in power, for some reason or another, the American people, namely in the church that are being destroyed for the lack of knowledge, Hosea 4:6, think that that party can rule as a law unto themselves. And it's the same thing with the Republicans. The American people believe that, well, when they got their guy in office, he can do what he wants. He's a law unto himself. He can do what he wants. No, he can't. We're ruled by law in this country. And it's not our position, friends, to make reference to the president as if he's right or wrong. Our reference is always made to God's moral law, because God is king in this country. No king but King Jesus. Sound familiar? And the Bible says those that forsake God's law, they'll praise the wicked. And it's exactly what they do. They praise the wicked. They try to defend their man. Look at the good he's doing. Hey, folks, that's what he should be doing. That's what he's obligated to be doing. But when he does wrong, that's where we step up and say, oh, no, you don't. That is for everybody in this country. Another point. When are you American people going to understand that presidents are not selected, that they're elected? I want to tell you something, friends. I didn't say that. President Franklin D. Roosevelt said that. For me to bring you facts and tell you that the powers that be, as I have, and recently I have as well, concerning the left, they're all criminals, they all have been busted in illegal scandals, and they're not in jail, but they're running for the presidency of the United States of America, lowering the level of expectation concerning the people in this country. Read 1 Kings 13:33. And then you have on the right side, friends, the good guy that they're driving support to, because Americans know they hate those that are called the left. They have zero support. You know it, and I know it. Okay? Hey, folks, presidents are not selected. I'm sorry, presidents are selected, not elected, Franklin D. Roosevelt said. When are you going to figure out the game that you're caught up into? I didn't say that. They said that. Even when it comes out of their own mouths, the people still play the game, don't they? Presidents are not select. I'm sorry, presidents are selected, not elected. Wasn't it also Franklin D. Roosevelt that said there's nothing in politics that doesn't first happen unless it was planned that way? Nothing happens in politics unless it was first planned that way. Bradley, are you giving your opinion again? I never have. I'm telling you what Franklin D. Roosevelt said on two different quotes. I'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Catherine Booth, wife of William Booth, who founded the Salvation Army, once said, "Opposition. It is a bad sign for the Christianity of this day that it provokes so little opposition. If there were no other evidence of it being wrong, I should know it from that. When the church and the world can jog along together comfortably, you may be sure there is something wrong. The world has not altered. Its spirit is exactly the same as it ever was. And if Christians were equally faithful and devoted to the Lord and separated from the world, living so that their lives were reproof to all ungodliness, the world would hate them as much as it ever did. It is the church that is altered, not the world. And that's why we need your support at the Sons of Liberty. Our message has not changed, and it's literally the truth that the world is dying to hear. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button to find out how you can become a son or daughter of liberty today and support our cause that is changing this nation.
This is Rob Pugh from Wisconsin Christian News. I'm proud to partner with the Sons of Liberty. We're a national Christian newspaper available now in all 50 states. We have some of the very best writers in the entire country, including Bradley Dean. Check out our website and subscribe. Online, print, or better yet, get both at a discount for ease of sharing and accessible anywhere. And please consider donating to help our ministry continue and grow across the nation and around the world. Check us out, WisconsinChristianNews.com.
This is Parson Leighton Howerton for the Rimfire Conference, coming up October 25th through the 27th at the Angel Theater in Columbia Falls, Montana. If you're a man seeking real truth and real answers to the real issues that we face in our society today, then this conference is for you. Our speakers include Bradley Dean, Coach Dave, Dr. Mike Spaulding, and Rob Pugh, just to name a few. So boot up and get your ticket today at coachdavelive.com/REMFIRE tickets.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. I want to give a shout out to my friend Michael Roach before it's news. And if you want to watch us online, you can. Love our live chat comments. Comments are welcome. Please stick to the topic. I want to let you know as well, friends, the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests, period. And that's what we always lean into, friends, is the Word of God. I was just talking about during the first segment, I'm going to get to eschatology in just a couple minutes here, that Franklin D. Roosevelt said presidents are not selected. I'm sorry, I don't know why I keep saying it. There's a not right under it, forgive me. Presidents are selected, not elected. Presidents are selected, not elected, no matter how many different ways I break it down. And even when they say it out of their own mouths, the people still play the game, don't they? And they're not even embarrassed for it. They try to justify it. I was giving you the analogy earlier on, friends, during the first segment, that when you're driving down the highway and you're abiding by the law, the cop doesn't pull you over and tell you how good of a job you're doing. But yet these people want to do that. They want you to focus on the good that he's doing. That's not my job to do that. That's his job to do that. That's what's expected of him to do. That's what's expected of him to bring forth. After all, it's his oath he promised to uphold. Now, a cop pulls over an individual on the road when he starts to swerve, or he ends up in the ditch like many that I'm highlighting even now. You know, let the blind lead the blind. What happens to them? They all end up in the ditch. And when you try to get them out of the ditch, they criticize you because you're showing the negative side of what an administration is doing or some representative is doing as if to suggest that's negative. Well, let me tell you something, friends. The Bible tells us in Isaiah 8:20 that if they speak not according to the law and to the testimony, it's because there's no light in them. Guess what? There's no light in them. And then they want to critique you as one that may not have the Holy Spirit. That all sounds way too familiar, right? Remember the Pharisees, what they said of Jesus? You know, he had the devil in him, Beelzebub, right? We better be careful about what we're doing and what we're saying, because what I'm telling you, again, is not my opinion. I'm doing it for the good of the American people to go back to the Word of God and use the law that exposes the crime. And yet, how many people don't know the law of the Word of God, or the Torah? How many people don't know the law concerning the Constitution, and yet they're confused and they're trying to figure out why they're confused? They want everybody else to be confused with them. Hey, folks, listen carefully. Proverbs 28, verse 4. They that forsake the law praise the wicked. Listen carefully. Who are the wicked? Those that know to do right and do it not. But the Bible says, but such as keep the law contend with them. That's exactly right. I'm not moving. Furthermore, I want to say this. At no time have you ever heard Bradley Dean give his opinion. Never at one time. What's amazing about what I'm highlighting even now, friends, is the fact that, well, people will look at me and say, well, look, at he doesn't have the Holy Ghost, and he doesn't do this, and he must not be of Jesus because he's not following the false prophets, Mark Taylor, Jonathan Kahn, the list goes on. Well, he's not just going along. You better bet your bottom dollar, because I'm not just going to go along. Have you forgotten the history of your Bible? When the majority are going one direction, you better know the Lord's going the opposite direction. He's going against it. Elijah, Micaiah, the list goes on. Amos, the prophets, small, both small and great. Read your Bible before you start criticizing people. And you better understand something, too. You're going to reap what you sow. You're going to reap what you sow. At no time have I ever given my opinion. But I'll give you my opinion. I'll tell you what I do bring forth. The Bible says that we're to judge men by their fruits. At no time have I ever given my opinion. I've always shown you the fruit of the administration, regardless of which one it is. That's how you're supposed to judge them. See, what happens today, though, men praise the current administration and past generations for what they say. I condemn them for what they do. They bring nothing with them, yet I bring the fruit off the corrupt administration that I'm now exposing. Which one's right in the sight of God? The one that judges him by his fruit, because, church, we're called to be fruit inspectors, period. Period. I don't care about the approbation of men. I don't care about the opinions of men. If I did, do you think I would be here? And furthermore, I want to tell you, I haven't chosen him. He chose me. And what makes a man chosen of God? Many are called, but few are chosen. Those that respond to the call of God. And why do they do it? Out of love for what they see Christ do on Calvary for them. Bleeding Calvary as the propitiation of men's sins, namely mine, first and foremost. Right? I want to say this to those that still don't quite get what I'm telling you. You're being played like a pawn. And apparently you like being played like a pawn. Furthermore, if you have questions or comments, the phone lines are wide open right now. 1-866-582-9933. Notice those that like to criticize the things that I say, for some reason or another, they don't call in and confront the issues. They just want to talk about guys like me. I guess I've always been that guy. Right? If you want to judge them, you better make sure that you pass judgment just the same way they did to Jesus Christ. If you want everybody to believe what you say, you better do it in secret. That's exactly what they do, friends. There's nothing new under the sun. And then they question your walk for walking in the light and in the testimony. You know, the Bible also tells us, whoso causeth the righteous to go astray in an evil way, that he himself shall fall into his own pit. And that's why they're confused. So I'm here today to tell you, friends, that I'm again going back to the Word of God and to the Constitution. I'm showing you the crooked stick by laying the straight one right next to it, the law of God. Okay? And if you go to Ephesians 2, by the way, I want to make clear that everybody understands what I'm talking about. That we're built upon the foundation of who? The apostles and the prophets. Not reprobate man. Not reprobate fallen man's opinions. Jesus Christ is himself being the chief cornerstone. And what's the stumbling block to those that want to play politics, no matter what you tell them, friends? The truth. It's because they hate the truth. And I'm not trying. Hey, folks, and you know what's another thing here that's interesting is when you bring correction, the Bible says all scripture is given by God for what? It's given by the inspiration of God for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instructions in righteousness. They look at it as, hey, they've taken on the spirit of the world. You know, King David said he was hated for his love in Psalm 109. Jesus said in John 7:7, he was speaking to his brothers, as a matter of fact. You should have knew better. He said, the world cannot hate you, but me it hateth, because I testify against the world that the deeds thereof are evil. They're going right along with the spirit of the world. They're going right along with that media they say they don't believe in. And yet they still don't figure out how the game is played. And again, no matter how many times you tell them the likes of what none other than presidents have said, presidents are selected, not elected, said Franklin D. Roosevelt. Franklin D. Roosevelt also said, there's nothing that happens in politics that's not first planned. No matter how many times you tell people, friends, they're caught up into the same cycle. Why? Because they don't want to look any further than what they're told. Okay? This what I'm doing on the radio right now is a broad sweep. It's a broad sweep. In some ways, it's a response concerning some of the things that have been said, not just in the present, but also in the past. One thing that nobody's ever going to be able to do on this radio show is point their finger back at Bradley Dean and say, he gave us his opinion. I'm not here to give you my opinion. It's not my job to give you my opinion. If I give you my opinion, then guess what? I'm guilty of being self-righteous. And I'm not seeking my righteousness, said my big brother, the captain of my salvation. I'm seeking his righteousness. And if it's truly about seeking the Lord's righteousness, then you use his word, not your opinion. And hey, folks, there's enough opinions. This is why we're confused. And with every opinion, notice the confusion of face found in Daniel 9, I believe it's verse 7, is because they have left off the Lord. Notice how they get caught up into Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. Notice how they get caught up into the bone that was thrown concerning from the table of the corporations worldwide that are owned by six corporations we know that are CIA controlled. They are listening to the CIA controlled media and they're arguing over the bone that's been thrown to them. You see, they don't understand that in Scripture it says that we are supposed to have the same mind and the same judgment. That's found in 1 Corinthians 1:10, by the way. If I go over to Ephesians 4, which I'm going to do right now because I want you to see the gist of this before I jump topics, and I'm going to do that in just a moment here. But I want you to listen carefully. Endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. It's not a peace that the world gives. Remember what Jesus said. He said, there is one body, one spirit, even as you are called into one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. Did men die for you or did Jesus Christ die for you, friends? Because if he's the one that died for you, he's the one that we need to grow up into, not man's opinion. Sons of LibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Fireworks are continuing on Capitol Hill as Boeing CEO Dennis Muilenburg is testifying before the Senate Transportation Committee.
How how did your team not put it in front of you, run in with their hair on fire, saying, we got a real problem here? How did that not happen, and what does that say about the culture at Boeing if they didn't give it to you and you didn't read it, and if you didn't say, I want to read and see what happened?
Republican Senator from Texas Ted Cruz questioning Muhlenberg on when he knew of a text exchange that happened between Boeing employees regarding the 737 MAX airplane. The NCAA is starting the process to allow college athletes to make money off their names, images, and likeness. The group's governing board voted unanimously today to direct its three divisions to consider bylaw changes. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
This is Dan Perkins from Songs and Stories for Soldiers with your Veterans Tip of the Day. Have you noticed that interest rates on home loans have dropped at least 1% in the last 6 months? Did you miss the opportunity to refi your home mortgage the last time interest rates were heading lower? Here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. Get focused and know the facts of your existing mortgage. So go to the safe or the shoebox, wherever you have important papers, and look through it and find your mortgage. Next, look through it and find out these three things. When did you take out the loan? The year. How much did you borrow? The amount. And what is the interest rate? Percentage. Write this down on a sticky and put it on the fridge and start looking at bankrate.com for mortgage interest rate. If the new rate is 1% or more lower than the rate on the fridge, start looking at a refi. Remember, a refi puts money in your pocket. This has been Dan Perkins with your Veterans Tip of the Day.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I was just watching, I was just reading some of the comments on eschatology. End timers just want to be raptured from responsibility. I want to tell you, first of all, folks, the opposition that I get concerning the next point, it comes from the burnt hippies that are still high on PCP. If they're not in government, friends, they're in the pulpits in the American churches. That's why we're in trouble today. These people that talk so much about love, who demonstrate it at no given turn, for the most part. Today's church wants to be raptured from responsibility. It's crazy about these meetings, friends. And I know some. I just ran into another guy at an event we did. And folks, biblically illiterate people have to be to go listen to these messages. It's truly, to me, it's astounding. It's astounding. This is just coming to my aid right now, and I'm going to go there because I want to follow the Holy Ghost on everything we do, no matter what we're talking about. And it's Psalm 78. And I want you to listen carefully as to the reason America is in trouble today, okay? Give ear, O my people, to my law. Incline your ears to the words of my mouth. Who has rejected the law of God more than the current current generation? The hippies. Remember the free love generation? I will open my mouth in a parable. I will utter dark sayings of old, which we have heard and known, and our fathers have told us. We will not hide them from our children, showing to the generation to come the praises of the Lord and his strength and his wonderful works that he has done. For he established a testimony in Jacob and appointed a law in Israel, which he commanded our fathers that they should make them known to their children, that the generation to come might know them. to the generation that comes, that we might know them, even the children which should be born, who should arise and declare them to their children. But, verse 7, chapter 78 of Psalm, that they might set their hope in God and not forget the works of God, but keep His commandments, and might not be as their fathers, a stubborn and rebellious generation. A generation that set not their heart aright and whose spirit was not fixed in direction, steadfast with God. But, listen to me, friends, tell me if this sounds familiar. The children of Ephraim, being armed and carrying bows, turned back in the day of battle. Well, you know, if we don't want to love God enough to keep His commandments and His judgments, Deuteronomy 25, verse 1, well, then we'll just try to hide over, we'll create something. We'll just talk about how God's raising up an army that's going to be raptured right before the tribulation. Okay? Sound familiar, friends? Especially the younger generation. This is why the church is being laughed at in America. I can't find it in Scripture where Jesus said, hey, listen, we're going to translate you out of here before you have to go to the cross. No, Jesus said just the opposite when He said, occupy till I come. But He also showed His disciples the holes in His hands and in His feet. And He said, as the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Okay? But the children of Ephraim, modern church in America, being armed and carrying bows, turned back in the day of battle. They kept not the covenant of God and refused to walk in His law. My mother, or my wife's grandmother, 98 years young, was asked by my father-in-law what she was used to when she would go to church every Sunday. She said every Sabbath day it was the law and the prophets up until 1962. The law and the prophets, the law and the prophets. What's been abrogated, friends? The law and the prophets, the law and the prophets. And by who? The burnt hippies that want to be raptured from responsibility, for the most part. Okay? They kept not the covenant of God and refused to walk in His law. They forgot His works and His wonders that He had shown them. And then it goes on and on and on, miracle after miracle after miracle that God performed on their behalf, but they still refused to keep the covenant of God. Is that what we're dealing with today? Oh, you know it is, friends. Now listen, many of my readers know my scriptural stance on the end timers and their theories. And let me tell you, friends, theories they are, especially when it comes to what many are taught concerning the rapture. And by the way, the word rapture itself is not found in the Word of God. And there's other words that are not in the Bible that are coined quite a bit in the church, namely in their vernacular. And I could go off on that, but I'm not going to for the sake of time. We know that the word rapture is not there, and I understand what they mean when they say it. You know how these false teachers sicken me to the very core, friends? They have left off Scripture, and I want to tell you something. My love does not afford their false doctrine to go uncorrected. If not for themselves, then for their biblically illiterate listeners. Read 2 Timothy 3:16. Friends, I say this because I hear too many people complain about these people and they say nothing to them. They just go along to get along. I got a question for you people that just go along to get along. It tells us in Amos 3:3, how can two walk together unless they be agreed? I'm curious. How is it that you're just okay with their error and you know it's error? How is it that you're just okay with that? I need to know. It's like a reporter that just reads out the teleprompter and doesn't seek or pull the curtain back to understand for themselves. Hey, I want to say it this way. It was James Madison, the fourth president of the United States of America, the father of our Constitution, said that if people can't explain it to you, it's because they themselves don't understand it. And if you're confused on an issue, get away from it until you understand it. Okay? These people are fruitless. And they're preaching another gospel, is what they are. Folks, these false teachers love to use the consequence of worldly circumstance to move their followers to accept Jesus as an insurance plan from hell, which is unbiblical, rather than repentance towards God in faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. Matthew 3:2, Acts 20, verse 21, Galatians 3:24. Okay? Their fruit is manifest. Just look at folks, listen to me carefully. Just look at how bad things have gotten. And little did their listeners know that things have gotten so bad because of their disobedience towards God and man. Read Deuteronomy 8:11, Psalm 78:1 through 10. I just read it. I'm going to counter what you've been told. Christians are to be repairers of the breach, not the authors and the proclaimers of doom and gloom. During the break, I was just pulling this up because I wanted to see if he was still around. And I'm talking about Al Lindsey. You know, he's got a new book now, 18 Reasons Jesus is going to Come Back in 2018. I'm not making it up. This guy's, folks, I remember when I was a little kid seeing these books, and I wasn't raised in the church. How many reasons Jesus was going to come back in that year? Scaring people literally to the circumstance of what's going on in the world rather than preaching the fear of God, which is clean, and perfecting holiness by the fear of God, which is the beginning of wisdom, and departing from iniquity, Proverbs 16:6. The list goes on and on and on and on. I want to say this, friends. Can you imagine our forefathers while suffering the abuses of King George, stating, this is it, it's all over with, Jesus is coming to get us out of here. Hey, folks, America is enduring an onslaught of abuses greater than our forefathers ever have. Well, could it be a self-fulfilling prophecy due to the church's lack of moral responsibility before a just and a holy God? You better know it is. You better know it is. Read Isaiah 58, verse 12. Again, the church is to be the repairer of the breach, not the authors and proclaimers of doom and gloom. I want you to listen carefully. First, people need to understand that these false teachers want to bestow upon their listeners, 2 Timothy 4:3, information that Jesus, when he was incarnate, was denied by telling his followers. But of that day, listen, Matthew 24:36, I could end right here, okay, concerning this topic. And what are we talking about right now? We're talking about eschatology. End timers just want to be raptured from responsibility. It's exactly what they want. And the hope is that the church or those people that listen to these false teachers, their hope is that they get pulled out before the war. I don't know anybody that goes into the military getting or hoping that they get pulled from the war. I thought they joined to defend their country. Whoa, that sounds like real love for the defense of the gospel. Paul said in Philippians 2. Yeah, that sounds familiar, doesn't it? It sure does for love of country and the natural. 1 Corinthians 2:14. Read it and make sense out of what I just said because I perfectly understood what I just said. Our veterans loved us enough to fight, bleed, and die. But the church, the modern day church, and I'm talking about those that fall for this garbage, this false doctrine of eschatology, friends, they believe they're going to be raptured from responsibility. That's exactly right. Listen carefully. Matthew 24, verse 36. This is Jesus Christ. But of that day and hour knoweth no man. Knoweth no man. No, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. See, what they want to do is they want to come about and tell you what Jesus said he couldn't tell you. See? Hey, second, why would the man of war, Exodus 15:3, that's one of the characteristics of God, raise up an army only to pull him out right before the battle? Did the Lord do that with Abraham, with Moses, with Joshua, with the children of Israel, with Caleb, with Gideon, with Samson, with David? The list goes on. Absolutely not! He has not in the past and will not in the future. What of his disciples? 11 of the 12 were martyred, and yet we have these false teachings that the Lord is going to show favor to a new sect of disobedient hippies that they are now going to, they don't have to bear their cross. Folks, and keep in mind, they're enemies of the cross of Christ. Matthew 6:24-26. Matthew 16:24-26. Forgive me. Hey, folks, these hippies are teaching, hey, listen, we don't have to bear our cross. Man, give me another hit of that, would you please? We don't have to bear the cross. We don't need to suffer persecution, 2 Timothy 3:12, and possibly die in the process of bearing witness for Christ. Again, Luke 19:13 tells us the church is called to occupy until he comes. Hey, folks, I got a question for you. If anybody deserved to be raptured from the position that they were put in, wouldn't it have been, first of all, the King of Kings? Wouldn't it have been the disciples, the 11 of the 12 that were martyred? I mean, has anybody really thought through the baloney and the garbage and the false doctrine that has been taught, friends? by these hippies that are still high on PCP? Well, if you haven't in the past, it's time that you do so now. I would love to be called into one of these events, friends, because I would wreck their party, believe me, and so would Scripture, first and foremost.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Rod Romine from Michigan. This ministry is continually on the front lines in America. If any of you who hear this are just hearers of the word and not doers, Christ says he will spew us out of his mouth. Let's stand up for the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, Jesus Christ, and keep this ministry funded. Thanks, Bradley, and your family.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, talking about the eschatology and timers, friends. And just to go to a quick review here, Leonard Ravenhill was right when he said, today's church wants to be raptured from responsibility. Can anybody deny that? Well, I'll tell you what, they act accordingly. Because you don't see them do anything outside of sitting inside of a pew, getting their ears itched, keeping up teachers to what? Itch their itching ears. Oh, you see them all over the country. That's why we and a group of us are going around from city to city waking up the dead church by doing. That's all you have to do, friends, is do. The doing puts out 1,000 voices. Okay? And of course, you're always going to have your ankle biters, but the point is keep moving and doing. Because nobody can condemn you in the doing, though the persecution comes with the doing. I'm in Revelations 12:10 real quick in thought. I was just highlighting the fact that, friends, Jesus said in Matthew 24, verse 36, but of that day and hour knoweth no man. But of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only, said Jesus. What's the fruit of these people? Oh, they're busy promulgating fear. I want to tell you, the fruit of these people is making money off of the fear of consequence. They literally, folks, I've said it before and I'll say it again. These people promote a message. When you listen to it, it's gloom and doom. It's not the gospel where there's hope. Okay? It's not eyes on Jesus, the author and the finisher of your faith. It's eyes on them as they continuously promote and promulgate the consequences of wicked and evil men that they fail to deal with. That's their message. And, of course, their book sales skyrocket because that's the new thing of the day. Who can scare who the most? He's the best. He's going to do the best at the table. It's the truth. It's totally the truth. It's also interesting to note that these modern-day eschatologist friends want to show you something that Jesus said that he couldn't show you concerning men. But of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. I could stop right there, Matthew 24, verse 36. I thought the church, and when you're born of the Spirit of God, Isaiah 58, 12, oh yes, there it is. Christians are to be the repairers of the breach, not the authors and the proclaimers of doom and gloom, but yet that's all they preach. And for all those that sit back and criticize what I'm telling you, and you're talking to your friends right now about how I'm so far off, the lines are wide open to tell me otherwise. Straighten me out on my theology here, please. 1-866-582-9933. Also keep in mind, I want to know where this has ever happened before. Why all of a sudden does this rapture business apply to this generation? The laziest, the smelliest, the most lethargic, the most backwards, the most fearful. Read Revelations 21 verse 8, you teachers of another gospel. They're fearful, friends, and that's what they're afraid of and what they're overcome by is exactly what they're preaching to you. And it's hopelessness. But again, always keep in mind, by the time he's done or by the time she's done, they drive you right over to their books to give you more food to feed upon as to how to succumb rather than to overcome, how to be conquered rather than to be more than a conqueror. Romans 8:37. They're completely upside down on their head. I asked you right during the last segment, friends, if anybody deserved to be translated or raptured, surely it would have been the disciples. Surely it would have been the Christ, without a doubt. But he went to the cross to redeem men unto himself. See, these people don't understand the power of God unto salvation. See, they don't understand the power of the cross is death to self. Like D.L. Moody said, if the Bible doesn't teach you to die to yourself, it teaches absolutely nothing. That's not what they live on, friends. They live off the fear of consequence. And it's a repentance towards the world. Okay? I'm going to go over there right now. Just hang on a second. Live radio. Going over to 2 Corinthians. And I want you to listen to this carefully. For godly sorrow worketh repentance to salvation, liberation from sin, not to be repented of. But the sorrow of the world worketh death. When you go to these meetings, friends, I want to tell you something, and I kid you negative. Talking about the modern day gospel of eschatology, being raptured from responsibility. It's unscriptural. I'm here to tell you that. The sorrow of the world worketh death, is what the Bible says. You listen to their message, friends? You know what you want to do? You want to go home and you want to go to the grocery store or to the hardware store and grab a rope and go home and commit suicide. That's exactly what these people offer to the lost. And it's not the gospel of Jesus Christ. Jesus taught that he had to go to the cross. He taught his disciples, as the Father has sent me, so I send you. He said nothing about being raptured from responsibility. The Lord said, occupy until he comes. He didn't say, feed on fear and do nothing and let the wicked do what they do. The Lord said just the exact opposite. Keep my commandments and live. But establish judgment and righteousness within the gate. Amos 5. But what did the Bible say? They hated us. I also think of Numbers 14 when Joshua and Caleb came back with the fruit showing the children of Israel that they were more than able to overcome. But what did the children of Israel say? Let's stone them. Isn't that crazy? Let's stone the doers of the word. It's the same thing today, friends. And it shows you those that are willing to pick up the rocks and stone the doers of the word, who their father is. There's no truth in them. They do the things that their father does. He was a murderer and a liar from the very beginning. And he's the same. Hey, folks, he's still the same yesterday, today, and forever. You need to understand that. You know, the Bible tells us, and how foreign to Scripture are these heretics, exposing those that are teaching rapture from responsibility. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of His might, but put on the whole armor of God, that you may be raptured from responsibility. Is that what it says? No. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil, as you dispossess. Right? And possess in their place. That means to drive out occupants that were there before you took over. The gates of hell shall not prevail against the church is a statement in Scripture where the church is to be on the offensive, not on the defensive. Is this a offensive message? Absolutely not. It's an impotent message. It's a hopeless message. I go back to put on the whole armor of God. Why would we have to put on the whole armor of God if we're going to be raptured? That you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Tells me there's a warfare. Tells me that there's a fight that needs to be fought. That's how the Christ is glorified. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all to stand, stand therefore. Stand, therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Wow. Above all, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Ephesians 6:10-16. Hey, folks, furthermore, Jesus prayed not that they should be raptured from responsibility, but that they should remain in the fight and fighting the good fight of faith, 1 Timothy 6:12. Oh my goodness, here is another one for all of you doom and gloomers, pulling the rug on your heretical theology, which is from a different book apparently. I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou should keep them from the evil. John 17:15. Did we all get that? Jesus said in John 17, before he went to the cross, I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from the evil. It said nothing about being raptured from responsibility. So those that think that they're going to be raptured from responsibility, remember, you are only going to face the responsibility that you left off on the day of judgment. Read Psalm 78:9 and Revelation 21:8, because you are going to answer for what you have left off, and you better, for your own sake, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand, and reread that Bible, friends. Reread that Bible. For those that are sitting under this dirty faucet and these dirty teachings, read the Bible for yourselves. You're not going to be able to pin your sleeve to anybody in hopes that they're going to work out your salvation when the Lord commanded you to work out your own salvation with fear and trembling before Him. Luke 12:4, not before the consequences of evil men that you fail to deal with. Love you by what we do. Talk to you in 23. See ya.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The March of Dimes and HCA Healthcare are committed to the best possible start for every baby. I'm Amy Casseri, Vice President of HCA Women and Children's Services, where we have the honor of delivering over 200,000 babies a year. We partner with the March of Dimes on research and fundraising to help build a brighter future for babies everywhere. So march with us on one of the many HCA teams assembled nationwide. Learn more at marchforbabies.org/HCA.